This is Secret Agent 23 Skidoo. Welcome to Weirdo Calhoun and the Odd Man Out, the hip-hop version. Enjoy the story, and when you hear the DJ, it's time for the next page. Uh-huh. Yeah. I want to tell y'all a little story right now about this little boy I met named Weirdo Calhoun. Yo, he was weird, I'm telling you. Sometimes weird is the coolest thing you can be, you know? Between Chattanooga City and Kalamazoo, by the Bermuda Triangle in Timbuktu, was born a little fella whose mom named him Sean, but the doggone boy wasn't Sean very long. The sun and the moon, they danced on and on, but the doggone boy wasn't Sean very long. Come on. When he started to walk, he danced instead. When he started to talk, he sang what he said. He finger painted secret code all over his room, and pretty soon they all called him Weirdo Calhoun. He crooned his own tunes till half past noon, and pretty soon they all called him Weirdo Calhoun. Now some people worry cause they thought he was strange. His clothes were always dirty and sloppy and stained, cause he'd crawl and explore and he'd run and he'd play. But Weirdo Calhoun, he had fun all day, in front yards and junkyards till the sun went away. That Weirdo Calhoun, he had fun all day. He got older and weirder and kept singing his songs. He'd make up inventions and bring them along, like his fine feathered space helmet complete with snorkel. Weirdo Calhoun didn't try to be normal. Think a marshmallow pickle kebabs with tasty morsels. Weirdo Calhoun didn't try to be normal. The bullies at school, they would call him a fool, cause he wasn't popular and didn't follow their rules. But he was thinking about catapults and lockpicking tools. Instead of whether or not they thought he was cool, he was thinking about a big jello-filled swimming pool. Instead of whether or not they thought he was cool. Now there were always kids that don't fit in the mold, and just because they wanna act different, they're told they're a geek or a nerd or a spaz or a zero. It's really not that hard to get called a weirdo. You could have a lazy eye or an extra long earlobe. It's really not that hard to get called a weirdo. The other weirdo kids, they began to watch and notice the Weirdo Calhoun, he just never lost his focus. There were no words bullies could find to embrace, the twinkle in his eyes and the smile on his face, like his mind was a million miles off in space, with a twinkle in his eyes and a smile on his face. They got together and began to hang as a gang. They grabbed pots and pans, they would clang when he sang. They sing along and yell and hoot and holler and shout. They were Weirdo Calhoun and the Odd Man Out. Only the clouds knew what they talked about. They were Weirdo Calhoun and the Odd Man Out. And this pack of strange kids have brains galore, so their brainstorm ideas would rain and pour. A tricycle paddle boat with a glass bottom, superfly crazy ideas, they got them. Their potato guns made sonic booms when they shot them. Superfly crazy ideas, they got them. The same boring bullies still teased them in class, but what they said, there was no reason for that. When you fly on kiddie pools filled with helium gas, it's too fun to care if you're seeing them laugh. Putting speed bumps on ski jumps to go medium fast, it's too fun to care if you're seeing them laugh. Some new folks traveled to town and told everybody to gather around. They had big cars, big teeth, and suits and ties, and they brought along a super duper surprise. A contest with a prize too huge to describe. Yep, they brought along a super duper surprise. Now these folks were ad men and so serial, but their commercials had boring old material. They needed some kids with some crazy thoughts to begin a commercial for their Raisin Pops. The most amazing kids got their face on a box and got in that commercial for the Raisin Pops. They'd have a competition one month from that day, when everyone in town got to jump on the stage. And whether they were graceful or their style was clumsy, whoever did a trick the most wild and funny won the grand prize and a big pile of money for doing that trick the most wild and funny. And singers started practicing acts, while magicians practiced pulling rabbits from hats. Gymnasts did backflips no one thought about. Weirdo Calhoun and the Odd Man Out. Everyone saw themselves as winners, not a doubt. Even Weirdo Calhoun and the Odd Man Out. The month just flew by and it was time for the show. The town was in costumes, all lined up in rows. Skaters popped ollies, bikers did bunny hops, and everybody wanted that money a lot. There were yo-yos and tutus and real funny socks, and everybody wanted that money a lot. Everyone was called up by name from a long list, and after ping pong tricks and songs played on armpits, they still haven't seen Widow Calhoun set, cause W was near the end of the alphabet. They still haven't seen the Odd Man Out's talents yet, cause W was near the end of the alphabet. When their turn came, they all juggled tangerines while jumping on pogo sticks on trampolines. And while the tangerines went round and round, they also juggled red balloons upside down. The balloons floated up, they hit them down to the ground. That's how you juggle red balloons upside down. Then I brought them from behind the stage, the big finisher. A 10-foot volcano with bacon, soda, and vinegar. They pogoed to the top, then they snowboarded down. The cheering audience was heard all over the town. A gasping and clapping, crashing ocean of sound. The cheering audience was heard all over the town. Widow Calhoun and his gang won the contest and got on the boxing commercial as promised. But when the cameraman came to take some shots, they got one weird looking box of Raisin Pops. The Odd Man Out just made faces and talked. It was one weird looking box of Raisin Pops. They got that pile of money and decided to throw down and spend it on a party, then invited the whole town. You could jump a snowboard off a catapult into a helium-filled kiddie pool to afloat. Or you could jump a trampolines and pass the paddle boats into a helium-filled kiddie pool to afloat. That night, when the whole town laid in their beds, the most amazing dream movies played in their heads, and everybody ended up paying attention when they woke up thinking about crazy inventions. Some were crystal clear, some too hazy to mention, but everyone was thinking about crazy inventions. Over the years, they made those ideas happen, until the town was full of all their minds could imagine. Like the restaurant that served lemon-lime sauerkraut, owned by Widow Calhoun and the Odd Man Out. And everybody loved the peanut butter smoked trout, cooked by Widow Calhoun and the Odd Man Out.